Evet. That's what's up, y'all. Welcome to the Purple House. This is Tracy. You know, I got my panel sitting up here. Before we even get started, I want to wish happy trails to Thomas. He's like totally on his way to Alabama. He's starting a new job, so kudos on that.
He will be missed.
Yeah, he will be missed. So goofy. But it is raining, and it's been like this, like, all day in New Orleans, y'all. So I hope y'all have umbrellas out there. But anyway, welcome to the Purple House, y'all. I'm Tracy. I got Calvin. And we have a new co-host just temporarily for today only. You want to say hi to the world?
Hello, world. My name's Corey Pellerin, and I'm here to help and podcast out with my two new friends here.
Maybe
I won't be temporary.
So, Corey, why don't you tell us where you from and what city you repping, you know?
I'm going to go ahead and rep Harahan, which is a small town in New Orleans. I think some of y'all know.
Uh-oh.
I grew up there.
That Elmwood?
Yeah. Also, Lafayette.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was out there too. Grew up, you know, made me who I am.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And Calvin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain over this weather, but, you know, it is what it is.
You know, this is like totally awesome
it's
weather.
It's lazy weather. It's not, like, you don't want to do anything weather.
Laying in bed.
Laying in bed.
And that baby
and get that wood. Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about, I can't even pronounce it.
What
it
is? Corona-pocalypse.
Corona-pocalypse.
Life after COVID.
The life after COVID. I don't know, y'all. Like, when I think about that, especially, like, I guess pertaining to the world, we are supposed to, like, be at least 100, like, over, well, what it is? I think they said, when COVID is over, it's supposed to be how many people dead? Like,
The numbers. Well, I mean, high.
Well, I know right now the numbers are 194,000 deaths across the country with 6.5 million cases.
Wow.
And that's just here in the United States. So,
wow.
That's
yeah.
Big numbers.
So like within with us as being one of the countries, which I already know we're probably in the top five, but like, do you have like the top five countries that are,
let me see,
that are like at risk right now?
Top five COVID countries.
Italy's the one.
I can look that
not
up.
The Pope.
Italy in the beginning was
The Vatican was like slinging that COVID. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, eat this bread. This is my body. You about to get COVID.
It's COVID bread.
There are 28,329,790 confirmed cases worldwide. 911,877 deaths.
Wow.
But it does not break down.
It doesn't break down.
It's right here. In the United States, in the Americas, which consists of both North and South America, 14,566,000.
God damn it.
Southeast Asia, 5 million. In Europe, 4.7 million. The Eastern Mediterranean, 2 million. Africa, 1 million. And the Western Pacific, 540,000.
I think I'm going to Africa.
So America is number one.
I'm going to the motherland. Fuck that shit.
Well, no, I'm going to the Western Pacific because they have the least amount of...
Well, what that's like, China?
The Western Black?
No, yeah. That's like Guam and, but that's islands.
That's tsunamis. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do got to worry about the tsunamis. Yeah.
I'll one. Swim.
That's one.
Well, I can't swim, that's something I have to think about.
There's a tsunami.
Okay, so this is supposed to be like a futuristic show today. So we're doing post-COVID. So all these people are gone. We have enough room to add more to the population.
Do we have masks?
Mm-hmm. We still have masks?
We still have masks. Yeah, because there was a historian and futurist, David Staley. He had four ideas. Or four ways, rather, how life can be different after COVID.
Uh-huh.
Number one, virtual meetings may become the norm. You know, whereas you used to go to work and have meetings in boardrooms, now everybody's doing meetings via Zoom.
Like yeah, school. Zoom making yeah, that like, money right
my,
now.
My daughter started school and everything.
Schools are doing the same thing.
Yeah, all that. Nobody wants to, you know, no contact.
Which
but
I think
that takes away from our first day of school. This exactly. is my daughter's first day of school. She's not going to be able to experience that. She got robbed of that because of
right.
So now it's a whole new norm, and she doesn't know nothing about a regular day of school like we did.
Yeah, that's like, because I remember.
And if you know, you don't have kids, you don't think about it. But like me, it really tore me up, you know, because I feel like she got robbed of a childhood. School thing.
I remember growing up and looking forward to that first day of school. You can show off your new outfits, your new shoes, and
right.
stuff like that.
Make sure you have your classics white. Hell yeah.
There was none of that this year.
Right.
You can sit in front of your computer monitor at your desk in your house, and it's just not going to be the same, I think. But we'll see how this school year goes over.
So. I believe once elections are over, it's gonna die down.
I mean, I think a lot of it has something to do with the election.
Yeah.
You know?
So you think it's the whole COVID thing is a political stunt? Well, because, you know, it's coming out now that Donald Trump knew that COVID was worse off than he originally said it was.
Right.
There are reports coming out.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
But he had to play devil's advocate because...
You're not going to send a man to China and say don't come back for no reason and then lock down the border.
The public and shut down and totally lose our economy and become a slave to government? Or do you kind of hold it in for a little while, make sure we're protected, but then, I don't know. That's a hard...
Do I still believe in my conspiracy? Yes.
You are a conspiracy theorist, yes.
I really do. I really believe that this is... our phase into the removal of the denomination of money.
Yeah, because you see how they have no quarters and Taco Bell.
Well, yeah, because there's a change shortage.
Yeah, they have. I seen a Taco Bell yesterday.
You know, and like I said, they already tested it out in Florida when the United States went on lockdown in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
and when we were out there in Florida, they turned around and. They were not taking cash whatsoever anywhere in the state of Florida.
They didn't want to risk that.
Yeah, they didn't want to risk the human-to-human contact.
Well, how do you feel about you not physically touching your money that somebody else, a bank, holds your money? Do you feel comfortable with that?
I don't think that that's, like, in my mind, is more of a problem. What I think more of a problem to me is that if you look at us as humans,
mm-hmm.
our bodies protect us. And because the way that they do protect us is from contact, from touching things.
Right.
We touch dirty things so our bodies can build a defense system
mm-hmm.
to those things that are dirty and toxic to us.
Right.
You know, so I feel with the COVID and the way that they're protecting us, and I do think it's a good idea, but at the same time, it's like a double-edged sword
right.
because you have to, like, not be able to touch things. How right. could you build your defense system, you know, your immune system to these different germs and these different viruses if we're not... doing anything to protect, you know, to build that up, to build that system up. So
I know for me personally, I was never one to wear a mask until it was mandated that if you didn't wear a mask, you could possibly you can get a fine and that's possible jail time. I said, you know what? Okay, I'm gonna wear a mask. But when everything first started and people were, you gotta wear a mask, you gotta wear a mask. I was like, I'm not wearing a mask.
Wash your hands. I mean, really, you had to go on TV and tell people to wash your hands.
Yeah, and I think having to do that is ridiculous. You should automatically know.
Right.
And then they change it up so much.
Well, I mean, you say that, but then a motherfucker still go to the bar and go piss and then come back out of that, grab the nuts and throw them in their mouth. Oh, that's so gross.
I know Swamp Room of the Night was bumping.
Oh, my God, that's gross.
The bar full like it was a regular Friday night. So, I guess they got their picks and chooses because me, personally, I don't care.
Well, another way that life will be different is social distancing. You know, you got to stand that 6 feet apart, which I think is going to be pretty hard, especially at the DMV. Any place you got to wait in line, grocery stores,
movie theaters. They were also saying that, okay, we're supposed to be 6 feet apart from each other
for social distancing. We should be 6 feet apart
But they turned around and said, also, it's okay for you to date somebody off the internet and have sex with them.
But there's nothing wrong with that. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, that's
true. I heard on Fox News, it's 16 feet now, they're saying.
16?
16. They added another 10
foot.
That's another 10 foot.
I'm 6'2", so that's like almost three of me. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. You can't suck no dick from that far away.
Did they get somebody to spit, you know, and measure it? Or, you know what I mean? Or like,
you have to always have a measuring tape with you. Oh, you gotta stand your 16.
Yeah, it's like a standing joke at work where we'll pull our tape out and, you know, I'm back up. You know, somebody's coughing.
I don't know, y'all. Like, for real, I really think that this is the slide in also to the RFID chip. You know, because I've been hearing a lot of people. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I've been hearing a lot of people saying that during this COVID season that they have been going under these different medical procedures where they were getting these things administered to them without knowledge. And now they're having like these voices in their heads or electronics around them start to react differently and they feel burning sensation in their ears. So, you know, I also think that this is a way to slide in this mechanism that keeps track of everyone, you know, in the world, which I think is totally like against the law as well.
It's coming out if they ever get me. It's coming out.
I wouldn't be surprised. Before you know it, we're going to be like that movie.
Yeah.
The Mark of the Beast.
Or Minority Report, when all you got to do is walk in someplace and the RFID or barcode.
I'm thinking more idiocracy.
Yeah.
Mr. Harrison.
Where is going?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, y'all. I don't want to be tracked like that. It's bad enough that we got these phones. Right.
We're tracked by our phones. We're tracked by our
Apple, y'all know where I'm at.
We're tracked by everything.
Right.
There's no hiding. Big Brother. If Big Brother wants to find you, Brother
look
will.
In China.
Oh, yeah.
They can find, and billions of people, they can find you in like 3.2 seconds with all the CCTV cameras.
One thing I do give kudos to China about is that when it came down to COVID, they were strict as hell. It was what one said, and that was that. And don't get me wrong, and I understand, you know, that we as Americans are, you know, we're free and we can choose to make the decisions that we want. But
don't be a dumbass.
At the same time, I feel that our president should have really stepped forward to put the law down to say, hey, this is what we need to do. If y'all already know that the shit came from China, like he said, this is a Chinese disease, then the Chinamen and the China women and the China babies knew to sit their asses inside because they were about to turn around and get their asses handed to them by the government for doing, you know, different, you know? So I feel like when it comes down to us as Americans, we tend to not pay attention to what's going on around us. You know what I'm saying?
Where the root, right. And then you also got, Trump got reprimanded for stopping flights from China. He was a racist. He was this and that. But then 2 weeks after that, every country did it. So he was actually ahead of the game, but you'll never hear that, you know? And I'm not on nobody's side.
All right.
I know the facts. And that was smart. It should have done it. But there's a lot of cities that shouldn't have opened that did because of money.
But I think, if I'm not mistaken, there was one country that didn't shut down
Sweden.
They did not shut down anything. The schools didn't shut down. The businesses didn't shut down.
They didn't get no money?
And their numbers are still low. That's because they knew what to do when it needed to be done. They're not like us here over in America just...
Whenever they come over here and call us...
They drank all that beer.
I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
They
get to have sex everywhere, too.
They're intelligent, yeah.
With the Swedish people?
Yeah.
They're beautiful people, the Swedish people.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
The women have nice areolas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I haven't seen them. I just seen it on porn, I guess, you know?
I've seen a German areola.
Is that a German areola?
I mean, does that count?
Well, I don't know, because the areolas is shaped like the capital letter G.
Whose?
The Germans' areolas.
Do they? Okay.
So you call it GG?
Did they say Pfaffernugen?
Yep. Pfaffernugen.
Wait, what is that?
That's used to be a car, right? The Pfaffernugen?
I thought that was the little cookie thing with the...
Ish, I love you.
What little cookie thing?
The little cookie thing that we used to eat. The fruits and cake. It's not a cookie. Really? It's fruit and... Oh, okay. Sorry, that's the wrong thing.
We had a foreign exchange student in school from Germany.
Unfortunately, you guys, I'm thrown off today.
Well, another way that life will be different, large sporting and music events will be very different. I'm pretty sure there won't be a lot of concerts. There won't be a lot of people going to sports games.
The
New Orleans Saints, I think they had a couple of games, or will be having a couple of games, but there won't be any fans in the stands because of its own social distancing.
You're sort of true, but you're sort of not true. You can actually pay to have a cardboard cutout of yourself to sit in the stands as their videotape.
Well, I wonder how much that will cost.
But we have season
tickets.
Too much. And they offered us to buy where all our money we paid for our season this year went to next year. So we opted out because there's a chance we're not going to go.
The whole corporate thing could be over.
Yeah, because it's a lot of money. You know, we got like six seats.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, knock on wood. But not on... Y'all, what about Dr. Fauci? Like, Dr. Fauci is also saying that this winter is going to be very, very serious with this.
Yeah, because the symptoms of COVID are very similar to the symptoms of the flu.
Right.
So there can be some people who mistaken, I just have the flu, and they could possibly have COVID. And they won't do what's necessary to prevent spread of COVID. I'm going to take some Theraflu or drink some hot tea or just stay home for a day.
And go on vacation.
I'd rather take that than go and be under this doggone, what that is, the little breathing thing. Once you get on that ventilator, you're done.
Well, how many of y'all have been, you said you've been tested, right?
Yeah,
Have you been tested?
I have.
For COVID?
No.
I got tested twice.
I was tested once.
Did you get the good test?
I got they stuck the swab up my nose.
All the way, yes.
Well, the girl was like, it's going to tickle.
Bullshit.
It didn't tickle.
It didn't hurt either. It wasn't.
I put my head down on my hands. And
it was probably scratching all your brain.
It hurt.
Make you just going to cough and...
It hurt.
It didn't really hurt. It just...
You could swab a murderer's cheek, but you got to stick something on the way up my nose to see if I got a virus. I mean, come on.
And lastly, one of the four raises... a new era of workers might be imminent. Staley admits that the essential workers who have received so much praise and attention during the pandemic may return to being underpaid and underappreciated laborers, meaning the people who work in the hospitals, they're going to be working overtime and, you know, they won't get any time to spend with their families because hospitals are overcrowded. With each day, there are new cases, new deaths. And like the medical profession, they're working extra hard to try to keep things under control.
Right. So all of these things that we're talking about are the things that, since this is post-COVID, are the things that happen. So what are we predicting the outcomes to be? Y'all want to start with, finances. Let's talk about some money.
The stock market's fine. So right now, and I mean, businesses are opening. Maybe your small ones aren't because of, you know, bars and stuff like that. But I believe we're going to be fine as far as finances because people are going to stop being less paranoid and going to start moving out more. And the virus, eventually, we're going to have antibodies. It's going to be just part of us.
Yeah, I think
you can't hide from it forever.
Right.
Or we'll be turning to socialism, you know what I'm saying, where we're getting fed by the government, and that's not going to happen with most Americans.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if the COVID, the coronavirus, doesn't become like the flu. You know, it's always going to be here.
It's kind of like natural.
You know,
right.
You're not going to get away. You know, there's no way around it. Some people will die, just like there's some people
it's cutting the fat. It's cutting the fat. I hate to say it like
some
that.
Some people will build up an immunity.
It's cutting the
fat. Right. Yeah. But you're only immune for 3 months.
Well, I'm just saying, with it being out for people, we may build up a resistance to it, so that some people who have weaker immune systems or older people, you know, they may not fare as well as people who are healthy.
Right.
So it could just be like that. I mean, hopefully, though, the whole wearing a mask
is getting old. Everybody's getting old.
But I mean, at the same time, the masks are becoming fashionable.
Yeah, people wearing master outfits. And,
yeah.
Who would have thought,
and
right?
Smell your breath all day. It's great.
Who would have thought?
Well, they say that if a fart can seep through your underwear and a pair of jeans.
Correct.
You know, but they say it's only used to protect yourself, not to protect other people who can.
But it has to be worn the proper way.
And your eyes and orifice too, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Contact through there. I mean, it's there's so many loops and they don't know. They can't give you a definitive answer.
Face masks and goggles.
Right? Everybody going to be looking like Doc from back to the Future.
1.25 gigawatts?
Yeah. Make sure you go 85 miles an hour.
Right?
Okay.
Hurry up, Marty.
Moisture come out. No, we still doing good. We doing good. Another thing is, this is definitely going to affect the presidency.
Yes.
It's gonna fuck with the election. So my prediction.
That's the plan, I believe.
My prediction is Kanye West is gonna become president.
You know what? To be perfectly honest, in this day and age, we get
I'm serious. Kanye West gonna do it.
We had a reality star as a president. I wouldn't be surprised.
The Apprentice, right?
I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye West won. Because he's already on some ballots in some states.
Right, he's on the ballot. I know he won the ballots in Mississippi. So I do know that. All right, Mississippi, y'all better get Kanye West.
They want real. They want Yeezy. So, can y'all imagine Kim Kardashian as the first lady? I
mean, yeah, that's
would be no different than Melania, right?
Right.
For real, you think so?
I mean, they have lots in common. We've seen both naked. We've seen both of their...
Vaginas. Don't get me wrong, but Kim Kardashian is doing a very great job with getting these people together to get Steve Murdoch out of jail.
Nonprofits, like, you know, and you know, really is committed.
But you guys,
I honestly think she would make a better first lady.
Yeah, I think she would too.
And at least we'd be able to understand her.
I think, yeah. Even though she got the little nose, but anyway, y'all, we're gonna hold that thought, and we'll be right back with the Purple House. Kelvin, play that track. Y'all, we'll be right back.
Are we going?
Yeah, it still is. Than a dick in
the butt. I'ma start it from the bottom. Show you how to flip a dollar. I got food in my dining room. I'm better. It's another day, another chance. I wake up, I wanna dance. So as long as I got my friends, I'm better.
He say I'm hot, I'm so funny. Pull up on him in my vehicle. He said, I'm pretty. You must be from Brazil. Must be from Mexico. Roll up on him in my Latin book. Jump out like skirt, yeah, bro. You need a chick like me to make you wanna leave them at the bars, you know, nail.
All right, y'all. We're back with the Purple House, and this is one of the most weirdest conversations that I'm actually having. Life after COVID, a.k.a. the what?
Corona-pocalypse.
Corona-pocalypse. Apocalypse. Okay, you know, like, so far we have discussed what the finances or just life in general.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get into love after COVID. Ooh, well, yeah, ooh la la. Mm-hmm. I guess if that's what they call it. Some of y'all out there are probably getting tired of y'all goddamn partners right now. Some of y'all are probably loving y'all partners to death because y'all getting to spend more time and becoming more intimate. But my thing is this, for those who are not on that one-on-one exclusiveness, make sure not to let your male partner just cover his penis, but make sure he covers his face as well. We do not want sneezing on the buttocks. Okay? So, love after COVID. I see a lot of divorces.
I can see that.
Yeah, divorce rate will go up.
I really do see that.
People are spending more time together, and the little idiosyncrasies that...
Oh, yeah. That you get away from.
Going
to work, you get away from it.
Yeah. Why you chew like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Why do you slurp your
stuff? Yeah. You suck till 8 o'clock?
Right? Your throat that deep? Since when? You know?
Is that the milk that came twice?
You know, I do expect, like... maybe a little increase in baby booming because there's, you know, it's a double-edged sword because, like, I felt COVID actually brought a lot of people together who actually misses their intimate partner. But I just also think that a lot of that time that you need to be separated from that person, you know, like the old saying is, absence make the heart grow fonder. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And being around someone that long, I mean, we're talking about a year, you know?
In the same room.
Oh, basically. Look at Kitty.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah, Kitty out here in the rain. I don't know who the cat for, but the cat show like being around here. But I just feel like being in that person's area, in that person's personal space, it'll become more of a burden than something that's worth sharing. One thing I can say is that I've heard Dr. Fauci also say that you need to give your partner some space. Go in another room. Go read a book. Give them some time to breathe.
Well, that's all well and good, but what if it's a case where you don't have another room to go into?
Go outside.
And then you gotta worry about
COVID.
You gotta wear your mask. You gotta make sure you're 6 feet.
But is this after COVID?
Well, I'm just saying, but still, some of these things may still be taking place. We may still have to do the social distancing even after.
And the underlying issues that you have.
We don't know how things are gonna be.
And have to deal with, you know, being in there with them. You know, underlying issues come out whenever you stare at them and think about it. And then, to me, that would. Like a ticking time bomb.
It's a good way to find it if your significant other is cheating.
Correct.
You know,
well, how could you find that out if y'all don't go nowhere for a whole year?
Well, you don't go anywhere. Their phone is going off. That cheater or the person who's they're cheating on you with, I'm sure they'll be texting.
Mm-hmm.
Text messages come through.
Well, shit, we both going over there. Mm-hmm. We both going over there. Mm-hmm.
You know, some husbands, some wives. Look at the phone, read text messages and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, all of the hit shit gonna come out.
Who's that texting you?
They fish. I promise you.
So I heard this theory. So if you walk in and you catch your partner like on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the phone, it switches to the front menu or like you know the. Mm-hmm. You know, when you open, the home screen or whatever. Is that a sign that they're cheating?
I'm pretty sure it's an indication they're hiding something.
If they're on the phone, they're not looking at porn.
I mean, it could have just been coincidental that you, like, just
hit. But if it's a constant thing, you know, it's like every time.
I'm just asking.
I mean, I think so. I mean...
Or a better question would be, if y'all have been in this COVID situation together for, let's say, for a year, could you see that, could you tell the signs of them cheating with someone else if they were there? Or would you even care about that?
I can see it, but I don't know if I care. It depends on the situation.
I mean, I think you can see it because it's like everybody has a routine.
Yeah.
And if they start to divert from that routine, then that's a indication.
When they eat the banana.
Then you get you a like spoogie. You said. Then you get you a spoogie. Yeah. That's all.
All right. That's how I feel about it. So we are saying thumbs up for divorces.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thumbs up also for baby, baby.
The babies. Baby boomers.
Yeah.
So do y'all think the divorces is going to be more than the babies?
Oh, it could be. It may be an even.
Depends how fertile.
An even thing.
Right. Because if y'all start fucking and you get pregnant in that second month, you can still like get it in.
Yeah.
But you're only going to get one baby.
Yeah.
You're going to have the alcohol syndrome because you're getting drunk at home during COVID, having sex and making babies and getting mad at each other and divorce.
Right?
That's a whole,
Right?
But in this
does it start an argument, if y'all been in COVID for so long and you had sex while you was drunk and you wake up and say, did we fuck last night?
Oh, man.
You're not pulled out.
Shit, that's get the crazy. Water hose. That's crazy. What our kids' name is going to be like,
We name it after Hurricane.
Right? Hurricane Laura.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane Patty.
Right? Fauci.
Barry.
Might even have some
Wuhan. You know, I mean, we lost a lot of people during COVID. You know what I'm saying?
But it basically cut the fat. I mean, I hate to say it. I don't mean it like that. But, it's the older people. It's the nursing home people who are, basically living off machines and stuff. And it's almost like it's like natural selection almost. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing about it is the older generation.
In the most respectful way. Correct. I mean that in the most respectful way.
Right. But y'all can see that this had totally did a change.
Right. It did.
And went after younger kids. Like they were saying that this disease was supposed to hit the elderly at first.
Right.
Now it turned totally around and went after the kids.
I think it picked up a note for karma.
Right.
That's a joke. I'm sorry.
I think they made a left at Albuquerque.
I'm only serious.
No, it's not serious.
I'm just looking.
You said we lost a lot of people due to COVID. I was looking at some of the celebrities who've died. None of these look familiar to me. I've never heard of them.
Because you're young.
Ellis Marsalis.
Not Ellen DeGeneres.
No, I said Ellis Marsalis Jr. He was a New Orleans jazz legend.
Yeah.
And father of Wynton and Branford. He died.
Oh, he died? Oh, not Ellis Marsalis.
Oh, how old?
He was 85.
You see?
Miley Cyrus?
No.
Oh, no, not Miley Cyrus.
Patricia Bosworth. She was 86.
I don't know her neither.
Tom Dempsey, New Orleans Saints legendary kicker.
Yeah, with a half a foot.
Who was born without toes on his right foot.
Half a foot and kicked
died on April 4th.
Kick a 63-yard field goal with half a foot.
What?
That was the record, yeah.
How you kick with a half of a foot?
He had a special shoe made with a plate.
But that's cheating.
No, he's disabled.
He made lemons.
He has a half a foot and kicked a long field goal. Give him a little bit of credit.
I mean, yeah, I do give him credit. He did use half a foot to kick it, but I mean, he still had, metal toes.
It is a fat plate. It wasn't like a point where.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? It just ended like that, like a brick wall.
See, that's why I'm not into sports. He did that. That don't rock with me. That's cheating.
You know how long 63 yards is?
If you got a metal foot, I guess you could kick 60 feet, you know?
Well, as far as dating, do you think that if you're dating someone, should singles wear face masks on dates, even if you can't see the person's,
I should have us date people that we don't even see their faces. You know, we will see something like maybe a torso or, some thighs or
even
a dick pic. You know, oh my God, I get so sick of that shit. Everybody wants to send a dick pic now.
Well, I don't mind. Just let me ask for it first.
Right.
I don't want unsolicited.
Right. I don't even get high no more. It's like penis.
If you're going to want to send me an unsolicited, include a face pic too.
You send a dick pic, it's got to be set up right, lighting, and you know what I'm saying, right angle.
We talked about that.
Not looking like a hamster hiding, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, or at least like put some lotion on your bird. You know what I'm saying? Right. You don't send no ashy dick. Well, this is post COVID, so they probably don't have no lotion.
Because if they run out of everything in the store.
You know, I'm assuming they're gonna run out of toilet paper.
Just put a mask on the head of it. You know what I mean?
It's funny, Jamie Lee Curtis said she had run to the grocery store because she had forgotten toilet paper and there was no toilet paper and she freaked out. So yeah,
right. Running out of toilet paper,
I can.
That's like one of the big things that I thought was a problem. So we have a disease that's supposed to like fuck up your respiratory system, correct?
Correct.
What that got to do with toilet paper?
Well, because it's like...
It makes you shit. You get diarrhea.
It's like a necessity. You know, when people say, oh my gosh, there's a storm coming. They run out and buy, what are the essentials?
Yeah, water.
You know, water, milk, toilet paper. Because the last thing you want to do is run out of
toilet paper.
Just like you don't want to run out of milk. You don't want to run out of bread. And like
they're not walking out of there with 10 gallons of goddamn water. Gallons of milk. They're walking out with like... 8 packs to 16 packs of Charmin extra soft.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, they got to the point where they made it a mandate. You have to one per or at least two per purchase.
It got serious in Maryland, y'all.
They were stacked up to the wall in their house.
All right. I think that's fucking crazy. We was about to fight behind that dog on toilet paper. That lady was
just
not
shake my left hand.
She just didn't want to move. I said, get that all out the way. I'm trying to get that roll up there that's left that she can't reach.
Like we were out in the...
You got it and gave it to her or did you keep it?
I said, no, I kept that. Yeah, I only had one roll. She had like a basket full.
Get it how you live, huh?
I should have just waited till she paid for it and took it and ran.
What were some of the ways before COVID that you met people? I mean, walking down the street or in a bar?
At the corner store.
At the corner store, something like that. Nowadays, it's kind of impossible to do those things. I mean, we were in the French Quarter yesterday, drove through the French Quarter yesterday.
Oh my God, and it was like a ghost town.
It's beautiful like that, though.
I mean, I've only been down here for 6 months, so I have not had the experience
of the real French Quarters.
The real French Quarter, the real New Orleans, so that's normal for me.
That's my thing.
But to hear people who've been here for years.
Oh, for real?
I know all the nooks and crannies in the city. All the special stuff that people don't know about that's not really...
What's special?
Just different things.
Like, I'm from here, so tell me, because I ain't seen shit special.
You gotta just go.
Other than that, people get excited about behind these plastic-ass beads and won't bring them home.
Yeah, like, I don't go on Bourbon Street. I might go on one in a magazine. St. Charles has a lot of history. Frenchmen. But, like...
Like for us as natives, Bourbon Street was never for us. We would go to Frenchmen. Frenchmen Street.
Yeah, it's that.
Mm-hmm. It goes all the way to the quarters, but it's in the back of the French Quarter.
Right by the Dragon.
Hot dog restaurant down there.
That dog.
So yeah.
I used to like hot dogs, but then I got tired of like wieners flying at my face.
Never eat the lucky dogs. Never eat the lucky dogs.
Sometimes.
Right. Never eat the lucky dogs. The lucky dogs are not lucky.
You know they're fronted to bums. They're fronted to bums to sell.
Where's that from? Is that
that's the carts.
Mm-hmm.
The hot
dog carts.
It's on Gerard.
Oh, well, is that like the little one, the street vendors in GC where
you
never got hot dogs?
What they do is they get bums off the street and they front them weenies. And then after they sell so many, they come back and they get paid. That's how it works. So like
the sports
who's serving you slept under that Claiborne Bridge that night. Don't eat the lucky dogs is my slogan.
The person who's selling the lucky dog doesn't look up to par. I don't think I would.
And I promise you, that's how it works. Because we went and did plumbing work in the lucky dog place, and it's ratchet.
Yeah, you got to check their nails. That's what my mom said. Check their nails and their shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make sure they ain't scratching their nuts. Mm-hmm. Y'all think we gonna have lucky dogs like post COVID?
Oh yeah, lucky dogs are like roaches.
They're gonna be here forever.
I mean, is it like McDonald's cheese?
Yeah, right.
Because McDonald's cheese is one molecule away from plastic.
Well, the whole burger is because it doesn't mildew. You can sit it out for a week and it won't mildew. That's not okay.
That's badass. That means I can eat that burger a whole week later.
But yeah, but that means that when you put it in your body, it's just going to sit there.
You know what? People put worse things in their bodies.
Well, you know, when you look at it that way, yeah. But some people don't care.
I mean, you just justify eating a hamburger from McDonald's. So go ahead and get you a hamburger.
Well, I say... Can I get the
It's America. You can eat that hamburger. Give me another piece of plastic. I mean cheese.
But y'all, we gonna hold that thought. This is totally crazy that we're doing this like this, y'all. But we'll be right back with the Purple House. Calvin, play that track.
Strength of street knowledge.
The street knowledge.
Am I messing up your show?
No.
Okay.
But you can't keep acting as you're messing up the show when we plan the music to close out.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Y'all, we'll be right back with the Purple House.
I said that because I knew I wasn't.
No, you're doing
that's
good.
That's a pity card. This is fun. You know what I mean?
I was so nervous the very first time, but now I've gotten used to it. I look forward to it, actually. So.
Hey, this is Calvin, and you're listening to The Purple House on Anchor FM.
Rock and roll, y'all.
Change the situation. Miscommunication be the complication. My emancipation don't be your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play your love and like she done. But remember not to game the one in the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from Mexican Kingston.
All right, y'all, we back with the Purple House. Y'all, I got Corey here, and I got Calvin up in this mud. That was Lauryn Hill, huh?
Yeah.
That was the last one.
Mm-hmm. That's my boo.
Miss Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know.
Former of the Fugees and of Sister Act 2 fame.
Wait, her sister from who?
A Sister Act 2 fame.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She got
you know.
Fire turbo game.
Right, right. Yeah, she was the shit. I hope she could. Lauryn, if you're listening, we need another album. I don't care if you don't do it with them, because you know we always say them. But do some original. Come out with that shit. You the bomb. So y'all, to get back to our subject, the life after COVID. I don't know, y'all. I don't even know how it's going to be. I got so used to being in COVID season. You know, it's kind of comfortable. I do know one thing. They're going to have a lot of out-of-shape motherfuckers out there. I can tell you that. You know?
Yeah, I've actually put on 18 pounds.
Right.
Eating, not doing anything.
Right. So yeah, what you did to stay so sexy, Cole?
I walk 6 miles a day.
What?
On average, in a dome, and I do my workout, my core, you know what I mean?
Every day?
Every day.
So you work, don't get...
Now, that's just walking. I also work. I carry 6-inch pipe. I pull wrenches. I'm a man.
Damn, he carry pipe, man. Y'all. Yeah. Ladies, y'all hear that shit?
Yeah, I lay pipe for a living.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. He laying it.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning them out.
You know it.
Oh, my God. But, you know, like...
Play horseback riding.
I like horseback riding. Okay. Now you caught me off guard with that.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, y'all. So, you know, life after COVID, I think the stock markets are going to go up in gym equipment. I think a lot of like little Planet Fitnesses and...
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are...
Yeah, just like after New Year's.
Gym memberships.
Just all like right. After New Year's. And you know, here we go.
Sitting.
It's hard to work out. You have to have the will.
That's
you really have to want to.
Yeah, you definitely have to be consistent. And I don't know about being consistent. I mean, I don't do no exercising. The only exercise that I do is
waking up at 5 in the morning before work to go work out. Hood. Not going to happen.
Waking up at what time?
Say like, okay, I get up at 5 on the rig. So I'd have to get up on 4 to work out for an hour, then go to work. Shower, then go to work.
Wait, so you work out before you go to work?
Correct. That's just a small workout.
It's a lot of people that do that, though. Me personally,
If you wake up and bust out 50 to 100 push-ups, that gets your blood pumping, that gets your muscles pumping, and it's actually better for you.
I think the most I can do is 20, if that.
The most I could do is about 5.
I'd always do 5. I'd always do 6 sets of 50, which would be 500.
In the morning?
No.
Through the course of a day?
No. After I get back from my job, I would do it until I could go outside and work out. You know what I mean?
She kind of made me nervous right now. I'm about to say, you doing all that before work. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm probably just going to sleep, you know? The only thing I'm working at 5 o'clock in the morning is somebody's...
That's the best time to do it is early in the morning.
Good save.
It really is.
Good save.
And eat your eggs, kids.
Right. You know, one thing that I can say, kudos to all of the animal lovers. They are receiving much love, those pets. And I think that one of the things that they would want to tell you guys is thank you for all the love, but you're getting on my nerve. Like, for real. Okay, well, like you, Corey, with kids.
And a cat.
And a cat?
Yeah, I got a Persian cat named Grizzly.
Grizzly.
That's badass.
He's black and he's frosted down the side right here. And he loves me.
So is Grizzly like I've heard a lot of cat lovers say that their cats are like better than dogs.
But they're better than dogs because they take care of themselves, they're not always in your face and they come love you whenever they want to.
Right.
So it's not like a dog's always in your shit.
Yeah.
He comes when he wants to.
But
whenever he comes, though, he literally comes to me, lays on my chest, puts his head in my neck, and his paws around it, and sits there and purrs for about 15 minutes while I pet him.
Oh, and then he'll be like, all right, I'm good.
Now, if I go outside, he's got to come mark me again. He does it again because he thinks I'm his.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he marks me.
But you are,
Yeah. But like my wife and my daughter, he doesn't do that with them at all. Never. It's just me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What they call it?
What?
It's kind of like penguins.
Something, like animals do something to that human and it becomes like theirs.
Yeah, they bark you with their scent. Yeah. His glands and his right here, he'll rub and rub and rub.
So, because we don't have no kids, so mm-hmm. How is it with COVID? And raising kids.
We in our household, we try not to, you know, just focus on it. You know what I mean? We proper procedures. We wash our hands, which I always have.
Uh-huh.
And we, you know, wear a mask where we have to. But I don't worry about it. I don't. I'm not gonna. I have enough anxiety and stress. You can't control it, so why worry about it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it's just there, and you gotta live with it. Hopefully you don't get it, but it's, you know, people are different. I guess we just have to
put it in the hands of the school systems and hope that they do what's necessary to keep out.
So you're not doing the homeschooling?
Hell no.
No.
No. Sure, I want her to have a school experience. You know, not through a TV, not through a computer or, she needs to be around other kids. She needs to be social. She needs to, you know what I'm saying? Because think about all these kids that'll be, you know, like socially awkward. Imagine them, they're going to be socially awkward where you don't know. But if they stay home for that period of time, that's less that they get to interact with other kids. And then that makes them more. So, I mean, this is just speculation, but that to me would make them.
Learn how to build pipe bombs. Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't going to say it, but... you know
what I mean? but that's cool. You know, I think...
But my little girl's fully aware of it, of coronavirus. She used to call it... I forgot what she used to call it, but it was funny. But she knows, and she knows to wash her hands, don't touch it, which she always does. It doesn't matter, because, you know, a four-year-old is going to touch everything.
Yeah. But that's cool, because, like, the videos that I've seen of, like, the kids, like, going through this COVID phase, like, they are really on it more than the parents are.
Well, their parents do that to them, and they shouldn't, because you can't control that, and you make a mass hysteria when it's something you can't control. Yes, you can precautions and take certain steps, but why would you, like, tell your kid that, oh, man, you're going to die and this and that, blah, 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 whenever you really don't know if you're going to get it or if it's
right
around. That's my opinion.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome that you do, you know what I'm saying, like, take the time to teach your kid.
I am nonchalant about it, but I do, you know, she is well-versed in it. But I'm not going to keep on bringing it up and keep on, you know what I mean?
Right, because, you know, kids can totally take to the media these days so quickly.
And she'll have nightmares about it.
Right, and it'll become like a resolve.
She'll not stop thinking about it. And she's done that with, you know, other things. I can't think what she did it with, but it's like, why are you asking me that?
Well, there's a New York Times article.
You're too young to worry about that.
New York Times article talking about school in the age of COVID. Uh-huh. And they're saying that this year, nothing about school will be typical. Many of the nation's largest districts plan to start the academic year online. And I've seen, I have a niece and nephew who are just starting school. Two nieces, well, tons of nieces. But yeah, and they're staying home. They have the little desk set up.
To me, that's not college.
And it's just...
That's not college to me.
You have to make sure you have your login and password and all that good stuff.
All right.
But it's not like when we were growing up.
You're supposed to be going
right. But I mean, like, at the same time, you know, we have to understand, like, with the new times also, that the era is going to change.
Yeah.
You know, like, our parents didn't learn the way we learned.
Well, that's true.
So our kids are definitely not going to learn the way that we learn. Because believe me, I cannot do the new multiplication and the new division compared to the way I did multiplication and division.
There's new multiplication and division? I just know the regular.
Yeah, dude, and it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like you got to cross this and make a box right here and then make this diagram go over here. And some kind of way you get the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Alright, I'll tell you this. Play devil's advocate here. Why not let the virus run its course?
Okay.
And do what it has to do. Being that it's natural, maybe it's from a higher power, and is cutting the fat. Because we are like, I'm a 900 something billion people on Earth, right?
Right.
That's a lot of people.
A lot.
Look at the rainforest.
But at the same time, what do we know? How will we ever know what overpopulation is? If the world can still hold these people and we add more people and these people still here, right, regardless of the fact there's no such thing as...
You look at poverty, you look at, you know, basically how many people can't survive because there's nothing there for them to do. They can't even sweep shit because they already have two sweep shitters ready to go.
Right. I feel you.
And I'm not saying go around kill people, but it's almost a way of nature handling that.
That's a good thing.
You know, most people won't say it. That's why I said I'm playing devil's advocate. A lot of people won't say it because they're scared to say it. They're going to offend somebody. I don't care if you get offended. It's just my opinion.
So y'all think some people, post-COVID will start the purge?
Well, I was
going to
explain to you that because some people say they liken the whole COVID thing to... If you saw the Avengers Infinity Wars movie, how with Thanos, he snapped his finger and half the world's population was wiped away.
Right.
Some people say that COVID is the same thing. It's going to wipe out half of the population.
The Bible, flood, Noah's Ark.
This is
the Black Plague.
Something from
the Black Plague was
a higher power.
10 times worse.
Right.
Whoever that may be.
No, we may never know.
Right.
Because right now it's 7.8 billion people as of September this year.
I thought it was 9. That's a lot of people, dude.
Hell yeah.
7.8 billion.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, hey.
Well, I know the funeral departments is making that money. I can tell you that.
You know how they're doing now, right?
They're just throwing it in the
virtual
box.
You ain't even got to set up chairs and shit. It's all virtual.
Yeah, I seen that you just drive past the window like McDonald's.
Hand over fist, they're making it.
Yeah. Like when you want to go and see the body or whatever, mm-hmm. you just go through the drive-thru like McDonald's, you know, order your two-piece and take your pictures. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about with weddings? I'm pretty sure...
You fucked.
Wedding, you know, with the masks and everything. Bro. The whole bridal party wearing masks.
I think that'd be beat to have that in like a...
Well, as long as they're coordinated.
Yeah.
When did they officially start COVID?
Like for my wedding?
Because my cousin was supposed February, to get married June something, and they canceled it.
Some things
right, like what right about everybody's birthdays? Like it's just fucked this year.
Huh? Yeah, I mean, I don't celebrate my birthday like that. Like it's just another day to me.
Like Jehovah's Witnesses?
No, not Jehovah. No, just
right.
It's just another day, I guess.
I don't know what to do with myself sometimes, y'all. But I mean, you know, I just feel like COVID is going to make a big change in our world, in the way that we do things, the way that we maneuver around people, the way that we even, you know, communicate. I just feel also that on the opposite end of that, that it's gonna really put us in like a setback because of, like I said, we can't fight this if we're not doing things to get ourselves immune to it.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
As far as being set back as a nation,
oh, well, we've been like that. Thanks, Trump.
Yeah, you know, but the stock market should have been way lower than it is right now. It really should be. But we somehow shook it back. You know what I mean? And that takes a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because in prediction, they predicted to be worse than the, what was it, the 40s? No, 30s? Yeah, when they did, you know what I'm saying? Great the Great. Yeah. But for somehow, I mean, we're still up.
All right. I just think it was the fact because every time Donald Trump got up to say something, they was like, you know what, fuck this shit. I'm going somewhere else. You know, I don't want to hear this. You know, like every time Trump got up to like do a speech behind COVID, the stock market totally crashed.
Well, I'm not a Donald Trump fan, but I do want to give him credit for.
Well, yeah, because he does.
He's trying with the stimulus check, what is it? To adding the extra $300 and because it was canceled.
It makes him
a right, but the thing about it is, what about all that other money? That's not even all of the money.
So what makes him a good president is that he's a shark. He's a businessman. He can handle that. That's
what happened to the money.
What money?
The money that was supposed to go to help all the people.
Well,
only a small portion.
Put that in their pocket.
Yes, all that. I mean, it was like what? Like some trillions.
You gotta remember, he donates his salary. He doesn't need that money. So
and
he's one president you can't bribe.
None of them need the money because they're already.
That's what I like about it is you can't bribe him. And he says he's sometimes I kind of feel shame whenever he's talking because he says some shit like, "Did my president really just say that?" You know, but
oh, he was doing some lying.
Yeah.
Oh, he was doing, and they was catching him in his lie. I like fake news. CNN, y'all the shit. They was getting them, you know. And the thing about it is, he was like backpedaling a whole lot, you know. And that was like one of the things that was like a big problem, you know. And it even like with me, it goes to show you like even with the podcast and everything, like when you say shit on here. You know, people can totally come and call you out on it. And you have to be able to stand on
definitely.
Your word.
You're damn right.
You know, the last thing I heard was that a man had two things, his word and his vows, right?
You're goddamn right.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm going to hold them both while I'm talking to him, too.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening. Holding vows.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, we'll be right back with the Purple House. Kelvin, drop that beat. Oh, we experienced some technical difficulties. Please stand by your tambourine.
I feel sophisticated right now.
But we'll be right back, you guys, with the Purple House.
My brother-in-law's an author. He's got like 3 books published. And I did what I did. My sister always, I call her the grammar police.
Tell the skinny hoes to tell me what to do. flat booty bitch, I'm not with all that. I got chills for days and I got wheels for weeks. I bring out the fleet and it bring out the freaks. It's a block party, they done blocked off half the street. She's a big booty bitch, showing ass and cheeks. She's a walking bag of money, she's a masterpiece. So when she run the game on you, she's an athlete.
All right, y'all, we back with the Purple House, y'all. I got Corey and Calvin. I got the two C's on this one.
Yes.
So
not the pizza place.
And I see, no, they pizza gross as fuck.
Yes, I'm saying that's why you don't. I don't want to be, you know.
So you know, y'all, we was talking about what we predict the future of life after COVID will be. So on. A new break in light, there's always, you know, like hope for tomorrow. So I want I want to know what's up, Calvin. Tell us about the hope for tomorrow.
Well, whatever tomorrow brings, you know, however we all fare after this whole COVID thing, just always, you know, do what's necessary to keep safe. Social distance, wear your face masks, what else? If you're gonna be going up, you're trying to find love. You know,
wear online. Wear gloves.
Wear your mask.
Right.
You know, just you see, he's making me lose my train of thought. But yeah, everything you hearing on the news as far as what you need to do to protect yourself, just make sure you do that.
Hell yeah.
Until the change.
Because we have no idea when this is going to end. This could end tomorrow. This could end next year. Could end 10 years from now. So just make sure you're always prepared.
I believe November 3rd, all the masks are going to be in the garbage.
I doubt that. And I think, you know what? All of the Halloween costumes are going to be like really, really badass. You're going to be like Mortal Kombat. And Shang Tsung. Or whatever his name is. So, since we're closing out, go ahead and give us some of that music. And Corey.
Thank you for having me.
You were awesome. And
I want to come back.
You're more than welcome to come back to the Purple House. Why don't you let us know where our audience can find you on social media?
You can find me at Corey Pellerin on Facebook.
That's what's up.
I'm not a social media connoisseur, so that's about the only place you can find me. Tune into the show.
That's what's up, y'all. Make sure y'all check this out. And Calvin, where can we find you at, babes?
As always, you can follow me on my Twitter. It's at @JoieDeVie_79. That's at @JoieDeVie_79. Or my Facebook, C. Nathaniel Harris.
And y'all already know me. I'm already on Facebook. Y'all know my Twitter. If not, that's Tracy the Sex Kitten. And make sure y'all check out my store, Equal to None. That's equaltonone504.com. Y'all definitely check that out. Guys, I got some very special things for y'all. Thank y'all for listening to The Purple House. And we out this motherfucker. Play that music.
I'm
going to
put the radio
hook.
Yeah, I hear you. Watch out, Walden Johnson. Here I come. Oh, yeah, probably won't fuck with that.
This one's sad.